A field hospital in Sana'a again bandages up the wounded after renewed violence in the capital. The state news agency says three people were killed, 15 injured. It claims pro-government protesters were fired on as they approached the headquarters of Ali Mohsen, the general who defected to the opposition. But the opposition says its members were attacked first by what it describes as pro-government thugs. It says the attackers were members of the Republican Guard and state security agents in civilian clothes. And there are reports of new clashes in the town of Taiz. In these protests on Monday, at least 15 people were killed. At least 500 people are reported to have been injured in Tuesday's violence, many suffering from the effects of tear gas.
We call on the government to immediately cease the use of force against people exercising their rights of peaceful protest. And we call on the government to fulfill its earlier commitment to establish a commission of inquiry into allegations of killings and abuse by government forces.
President Ali Abdullah Saleh has again urged his opponents to negotiate, but as he has already rejected their proposal for a transition of power, the renewed violence is only likely to deepen divisions. Tarek Bazley, Al Jazeera.